Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Importation of some crops to end through increased production. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor scallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature scallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
Come next year, the government will seek to ramp up production of tomatoes, carrots, red peas, thyme and green gungu peas in order to end the importation of these crops. Minister without portfolio, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the results of a pilot program to increase production of Irish potatoes, onions and Scotch bonnet peppers have been heartening and the ministry is already looking to expand the range of crops under the initiative. So far this year, farmers have produced 90% of the Irish potatoes consumed by Jamaicans.
If it works well this year, by March next year, we will be bringing other crops like carrot, tomato, gungo, red peas, thyme. We intend to stop the importation of all these crops. So we are going to bring all these crops into the program. So all those who need to start in this program, we will be able to assist you in getting this going. We intend to make sure that agriculture grows.
Mr. Hutchinson says the government has entered into partnerships on behalf of the farmers to boost production, adding that farmers who had difficulties financing all inputs for planting Irish potato will benefit from the Agricultural Push Start program. Under the program, Jamaica 4-H clubs will identify young farmers who are trained and ready to operate their own businesses. They will receive technical services and equipment from RADA. Newport FirstSand will provide fertilizer and free soil tests, while H&L Agro will supply chemicals. Registered farmers will be required to prepare their land, provide labor, then pay for the inputs after reaping the crops. They will also have to sign contracts ensuring that they get a fixed rate for the produce in spite of price increases or reductions. The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you intend to take or ship any plant or plant product into Jamaica, you may need an import permit. Call the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries at 977-7160 for more information. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Hard work no kill nobody. Translation: hard work has never killed anyone. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, hard work has its rewards. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Connect with us at GIS News on Twitter, GIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.